Shas Illuminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Mordechai Linzer. Meseches Me'ilah is dedicated anonymously in honor of Rabbi and Mrs. Yaakov Metz.
Me'ilah Davav. Welcome back, everyone. We're finishing up now the sugya of Heter Shechita, Heter Zrika, Heter Achila. The Gemara starts off on the top of Avmar Aleph, brings right from the Brayse of Reb Shimon. Yesh Nersa Shemoyelin, Bob Yesh Nersa Shein Moyelin, Boy. Says the Gemara, Tony Mias Moilin boy, La Tavi Shus La Misrake, Di boy Zorik, Shamina Heter Achila Shaninu. Even though there was time to do Zrika, so long Moiti Midei Me'ilo, we see that Heter Achila Shaninu. Gemara says, no, there was no time to do Zrika. You kibbut Kabbalah Samach Shkia Zachama. There's no time to do Zrika. And therefore, even on the Heter Zrika here agrees that the Kabbalah is not Moiti Midei Me'ilo. That's before in the Gemara. So, it's more. Before here in the Gemara, that even on the Merheter Zrika Shaninu, he did a Kabbalah B'Kashrus. But it was so close to Shkia, there was no time to do Zrika, so now Moiti Midei Me'ilah. She said yesterday that this Gemara is Zachar the Makar. But Rashi says in a few places, and Taisa says the Din of the Sugya, that Lamad Omar, Heter Zrika Shaninu, you say this because Kol Eimid Lizor Kizorik Dami. And therefore, in this case, when it's not Shaykh Kol Eimid Lizor Kizorik, because it's too close to Shkia, so then the Kabbalah itself does not work to Moiti Midei Me'ilah. Like as we do in the Gemara, it's not the Kabbalah that creates the Moiti Midei Me'ilah. Rather, it's the Heter Zrika. And here, there's no Heter Zrika. And Mamas, we've seen Taisa in a few places, both on Navdal and Mabez, and by us on Davav and Aleph. Taisa says Mavur, and the Manda Omar, Heter Zrika Shaninu. And the Manda Omar, that Zrika's Pigo is Moiti Midei Me'ilah. So if you're mekabel the dam with machsheves pigel, says Taisus that is not moiti midei me'ilah. Why not? Her 2 and 2 is 4. If the zrika's pigel is moiti midei me'ilah, and you never need zrika among them heter zrika shenidu, you just need kabbalah because that you have a heter zrika. So why isn't kabbalah's pigel moiti midei me'ilah? Basic question. Elamai the teretz is pashut. Because the Yisoid of Mandam Reheter Zerika Shaninu is that Kol Ha'emid Lizra Kizorek Dami. So that does not apply to Pigel. Even though by Pigel, if you're going to be Zerik, it will be Maiti Midei Me'ilah. That is true. But it's not Ha'emid for such a Zerika. It's usher to be Zerik Dam Pasol. Dam Pigel is usher to be Zerik. Like Taisa says in Psochem Nafsamechei, usher Laha Elohim Dam Pasol Al Gabi Amiz Beach. Now that'll be Zerik Dam Pasol. So therefore, even though the Zrika's pigle would, if you would do it, would be Moiti Midei Me'ilah, but you're not aiming for such a Zrika because it's usher to do it. So therefore, this Kabbalah of Kabbalah's pigle does not work to be Moiti Midei Me'ilah. That's really what's going on here by Dam Shalon. Rashi says, the beginning of the first Rashi in the Amud, that Rav Shimon holds that Zrika's Dam Shalon is Moiti Midei Me'ilah because Zrika Kshera. Spoke about this concept that Avdal Mebez, that Dam Shalon, can also be Moiti Midei Me'ilah. But that's the opinion of Rav Shimon. If so, so how does the Gemara say that Kibbutz Samach Lashkiah Sachama, Havi Shos Lamisrake, which doesn't work? So it's not Moiti Midei Me'ilah. Who cares that you can't be Zurich today? Be Zurich tomorrow. Dam Shalon works to be Moiti Midei Me'ilah. So we have a way to be Zurich to be Moiti Midei Me'ilah. Elamai, the same you say the Torah says by Pigel, that it's true. If you do the Zrika, it would be Moiti Midei Me'ilah. But it's not Eimid for such a Zrika. We need the Eimid Lizra Kizorik. And the Karmel is not Eimid for such a Zrika of Dam Shalon, because it's Osir Bizirik Dam Shalon. Osir Lahalu is Dam Posol Agabi Amizbech. So Me'ilah, here we don't say that Kol Eimid Lizra Kizorik. Very clear. However, in Rashi, Divya Maskel La'achar Zrika Ein Moyolin Boy. The Achorin Marmadaik, the Birksa Zevach, and the Achorin after him, the Rashash, Karanaira, the Medayik and Rashi, that Rashi argues on the thesis. Rashi holds that the Mando Omar, Zrika's Pigel is Moiti Midei Me'ilah, and Heter Zrika Shaninu, so it's enough with Kabbalah of a Pigel to be Moiti Midei Me'ilah. So Rashi says that you can't say that it's the Hochalak Lamedak, Tami Der Shimmy Kiddik Liel, the Pigel Oil Moilin Boy, Tami the Pigel Olav, the Pigel Ain Moilin Boy. Sfirlel Rav Shimon is Zrika's pigle, Moitzia Midei Me'ilah, is Zrika's kosher. Because Rav Shimon holds that Zrika's pigle also is Moitzia Midei Me'ilah. So we can't tell what Gemara said earlier. I knew, the high noon. Here, the Kabbalah also will work to be Meitim Midei Mi'ila. Well, that's a, so it's before here in Rashi. Rashi argues on Tesis. But it's schwer. Why is it different than that earlier in the Gemara? By Lekash Husl Misraka, Samach Lashkiya Sachama. Why is the difference between Kabbalah's Pigel and Kabbalah's Samach Lashkiya Sachama? In both cases, if you'll do this Rik, it will be Meitim Midei Mi'ila. So why, by the Pigel, does Matam Hatcher's Rika hold that it is enough to be Meitim Midei Mi'ila? By Samach Lashkiya, not. So the Birkas HaZevach already asks the question. Says the Birkas HaZevach, Kibbalah Samach Lashkiya Sachama, Einer Mekaydim Shrika Kolo Oymeid, the Ein Oymeid Klal, Kibbin the Kibbalah Balaylo. Avu Bepsol Pigel, Oymeid Li Zarek Lakvuei Api Guloi. Says the Birkas HaZevach, Kabbalah is so close to the night, so it's not Oymeid for Zrika. It's possible and also to Zrika night. But by Pigel, Rashi holds that it's considered Oymeid Lizraik Likvoya Api Guloi. Dahainu. There is a Zrika there's a Zrika's Pigel that works in Dine Pigel. Pigel has its own Seder, own Mahalach of Itzak Rava. So it's true it's usher to be Zerik the Dam. For sure. But Biyachas for Dine Pigel, I look that it's Oymeid Lizrika. It's Oymeid Lizorik Likvoy Api Guloi, says the Birkas HaZevach. An Einfal. That in relationships to Dine Pigel, it's considered Oymeid Lizrika. Even though it's Usur, but that's the din of the Pigel. The din of the Pigel that should have Lizrika. There we look at it as being Oymeid Lizrika. Takoponim, we have the sheet of Rashi and Taisvis that hold that the Yisoid of the din of Hetcher is Rika Shaninu. It's because Oymeid Lizrika. And therefore, when it's close to Shkia Sachama, it's not Shaykh Oymeid Lizrika. Taisis holds that also by Pigel, it's not Shaykh Oymeid Lizrika. And Rashi somehow holds that it is, says the Birkas HaZevach, because it's Biyachas with Dine Pigel, it's considered Oymeid Lizrika. However, there's another Shita in this, in Mandom of Hetcher's Rika Shaninu. And that is the Shita Mekubetzes, and the Dalad Mebez Oysi Yudches. The Shita there brings down the opinion of Taisis. Tay says that by Pigel, we don't think all Oymeid Lizrika is Aruk. And the Shita argues, says the Shita, Loini Hirali, the Kachli Heter Shchita, the Heter Zrika, Laman de Itzlai, Kamoy Zrika, Laman de Itzlai, Heter Achilo Shanina. Just like the Zrika itself works, Laman Damar Heter Achilo Shanina. Also, the Heter Shchita, and Heter Zrika also work, Laman Damar Heter Shchita, Heter Zrika Shanina. They do the same thing. So if Lamait Zrika's Pickle is Maitim in Amy Ila, and also Heter Shchita and Heter Zrika are also Maitim in Amy Ila, even by Pickle. Maybe the Shita argues with Taisus. So it doesn't sound like the Shita is saying the Svara of the Birkas HaZevach, that it's Oymeid Lizrika the Pigel. Shita is saying that it works the Heter Shchita, or the Heter Zrika itself work. It's not because of the Kola Oymeid. They're exactly similar to Heter Achila, Laman Adomar Heter Achila. So the same exact thing happens with Heter Shchita or Heter Zrika. That's the Mavur in the Shita. It sounds like from the Shita Lahedya that the Mahalach of Heter Zrika is not because Kola Oymeid Lizrika, but the Kabbalah itself works. Just like the Chart Mucha and the Mandamar of Heter Shchita, there is not yet Shaykh called Oymeid Lizrik. Elmai the Shchita itself works. What's the Pshat? We spoke about it yesterday. It seems from this sugya that the Indian of being Moitzi Midei Me'ila is creating that the Basar should be into the realm of Hedyot. Basar is right now Shaykh to Govoya, Miyuchad Lashem. We have to make it back into the realm of Hedyot. That's the job of the Zrika. So once that we're on the path that leads towards the Zrika, which will be Maiti Midei Me'ila, so that's enough. The Basar, the beginning of that path is already enough to be Maiti Midei Me'ila. That says that the Basar is already Shaykh the Hedyet. That's L'chayr, the Mahalach of Heter Shchita, and L'fidur Shita, also Heter Zrika Shanino. And that's why you don't need the Oymeid B'chal, it's not Oymeid L'Zrika, the Pigel. But if you'll be Zerik the Dam, it will work, so we're on a path that can lead to being Maiti Midei Me'ila, so the Basar is already Shaykh to the realm of Hedyet. That is the opinion of the Shita Mekubetzes. However, our sugya is very problematic. Our sugya is mavur that by kibbalah samach l'shkiya sachama, even the man do amar that zrikas dam shalon is mighty midei me'ila. But here we don't say heter zrika sheninu. Why in the world not? Hare this zrika has the ability to be mighty midei me'ila. It's a good question. I don't have a clear answer to this question. It's just a thought, a possibility. that even though we see that Rav Shimon holds that Zrikas Dam Shalon is Maiti Midei Me'ila, but it's not Mukrach that also Zrika Balayla is Maiti Midei Me'ila. Dam Shalon means you did the Zrika in the daytime, but the Dam is from yesterday. Could be that Zrikas Laila is worse. Zrikas Dam Shalon, the Maista Avoida is kosher. Problem is the Dam is possible. So that is enough with the Kiyum Zrika in the Korban to be Maiti Midei Me'ila, according to Rav Shimon. Now Shein came by Zrikas Laila, the whole Avoida is an Avoida Psula. It's a Psula in the Maitza Avoida. Here it could be that this Avoida doesn't have the ability to be Maitzi Midei Mila. It's like a monkey that did Zrika. It doesn't have a Terah Zrika, I'm sure. So then it would not be Maitzi Midei Mila. If that were to be correct, then we could say that even though the Shita, we don't need the Oymid Lizrik Kizaruk. We don't need that. But it has to be in a Mahalach that's heading towards Zrika. So when you're Mekabel someone of Lishkiya Sachama, and the only time to do Zrika is tomorrow morning, and someone has to be stirring the dam the whole night so it doesn't congeal, I don't know that Bechal starting, that's not Bechal in the path of heading towards Zrika. By Pigul, you can complete the Zrika right now. It's Asher to do it, but it can be done. By Dam Shalon, the only way to do it is to wait till tomorrow morning and to be stirring the dam the whole night. This, we don't see Bechal the Mahalach of being Maiti Minei Me'ila. So here we would not say that the Kabbalah works in Maiti Minei Me'ila. Efsher. Upon him here, we finished the sugya of Hetcher Shchita, Hetcher Zrika, the last point in the Gemara, that Zrika's Pigol, the difference between Basar and Imurim, we spoke about that earlier on Daf Dalet. It's not clear, though, from the sugya, what halach is halach alamaisa. What's Maiti Minei Me'ila? Hetcher Shchita, Hetcher Zrika, or Hetcher Achila? So the Rambam, in Reish Paragimel of Me'ila, the Rambam Paskins, Hetcher Achila Sheninu, like Rabbi Yechonah. However, Rashi that Haman Beis learned that the Gemara was Moichiach from the Mishnah that Hetcher Zrika Shanina. That's not Mahalach. Why does the Gemara go on to talk about the Sugya? L'chayr, we already push it. It's a good question on Rashi. If you Rashi, L'chayr, the Halacha is like the Stam Mishnah that Hetcher Zrika Shanina. We now start the Mishnah of Yoytzei, Zrika Melos L'Yoytzei, Machlokes Rebbe Akiva and Rebbe Elazar. Blazer holds that Ein Zrika Me'elas L'Yotzei, Rebbe Akiva holds that it's Me'elas L'Yotzei. And there are four nafkaminas, really five nafkaminas, of this machlekes. One nafkamina is L'Gabi Me'ila, and that itself has two cases. One is to be Me'iti Basar Kachi Kachi Midei Me'ila, or to be Me'idi Emur Kachim Kachim Midei Me'ila. For both of those dinim, Rebbe Akiva holds that the Zrika works, Zrika Me'elas L'Yotzei. And Blazer says because it's puzzle, the Zrika does not work. That's what's going to get to Me'ila. But the other nafkaminas here, like I'll be other dinim in Kachin, like to be Kaveh and Pigol, Nezer and Tomei. Pigol, the Zrika, when it's kind of the din of the carbon, the Zrika Ksheira, it's Kaveh that the carbon could be Chayiv Mishum Pigol. And afterwards, if the carbon is Nezer, it could be Chayiv Mishum Nezer. And by Tomei, the Gemara says, in the Nachas of Chafei, we need a Nitar Letohirim, we need the Zrika that's Matir it for someone that's Tar. Only in that case is a person that's tummy eats it as yichayev kares. So a zrika that's done on Basar Pasul, like Yotzei, Machlekes Rebbe Akiva and Rebbe Elazar, whether that zrika can work for dinim of pikul neisar and tummy and for dinim of me'ila. So here, this Mishnah is different than the previous dinim that we had about zrika's psuleis, that we had Machlekes about pigol and londoma. Those cases, the Zrika itself was a Zrika Psula, meaning the carbon is Pasul. Carbon is Pasul, so there the Sora Chitzayna would be, that the carbon is Pasul, so of course the Zrika doesn't do anything. And yet we saw even Zrika's Psulais can do something. Pigul is Maratzela Pigulai, and even Mondamo. See, my Zrika Psula does something. Our mission is different. Our mission is talking about a Zrika that's done Bekashrus. The carbon is 100% kosher. The Bayan got a full kapara. And any basar which is not yoytze is mutter to eat. Just the question is, can the zrika work on basar which is pasul? Basar that has it in a psul of yoytze, can the zrika work to be matirit, to be kaveit for its dinim, for me'ila and for pigol neitzer and tamei? That's the question by us. We have a similar din we find in the Gemara in Pesachim and the Fayin Ches, that basar shenitma, before in the Gemara, that the Zrika does not work on it to be Kaveh in Me'ila or in Pigol. meaning it doesn't, it's not moiti midei me'ila, and it's not, it's, you won't, you'll not be chayv on it mishum pigel. It's not called karvu, called matirav. Unless you hold tzitz meratze al achilas. If tzitz meratze, then it's kilu the basar is tar, mashvile tar, is lashon gemara. And then it's kilu the basar is mutter. So then the zrika works for it. But if there's, but if ain tzitz meratze al achilas, if tzitz does not work for basar, so then the basar is tummy. And basar, that's pasul. So it's not called karvu matirav biyachas to this basar. Even though the carbon is karvu matirav, but this basar doesn't get a heter zrika. The yisoid is mavur both by us and in there. If the yisoid on basar, that's pasul. There's no ritzui. This basar does not get any heter. That yisoid of Rebbe Lazar by us. We'll soon see what Rebbe Akiva holds. Yisoid of Rebbe Lazar by us. That ein zrika melas liyotzei. And it's mavur there by tomei. Ein zrika melas latomei. Because the basar that's pasul does not get a kiyum. Does not get a kiyum zrika. Heter zrika. So mavur here in these dinim that the zrika is matir on the basar is not a teilada of the fact that the zrika is a zrika kshira. One could think that the inyan of the zrika is that the dam has to be kosher. The carbon can't have a psulim in the carbon like pigol or shalai lishma or lina. As long as the carbon is a carbon kosher, then the mail of the basar is mutter. One might think such a thing. From our missions mavur not this way. That it's not enough that the carbon is kosher. Rather, we need the zrika should be chal on the basar. It's matir the basar. Zrika does two things. Zrika gets kapara, and also it's matir the basar specifically. It's chal on each piece of meat by itself. So if one piece of meat is yoytze or tame, so this piece of meat cannot get the heter zrika. This is the yisoid that's mavur in our Mishnah. Similar yisoid we find in the din of zrika shleibim kaimai. Zrika shleibim kaimai, mavur in the Gemara in Zvachim Lefchavav Medbeis. Shmuel says it works. If you put the dam in the wrong place of the mizbeach, it still works for the baron to get a kapara. But it's not matter the butzer beachila. So we scrub there, and Stenzel says that you see that even though the carbon is a carbon kosher, the butzer does not get a heter. Both these sugyas are the same concept. We need the zrika's chal on the butzer specifically. However, we see an important difference in the two sugyas. Gemara there in Zvachim, that Chavam and Beis Chazayin and Aleph, Gemara took on as the Dabar Pashut that Zrika Shleibim Kaimai should work to be Kaveya in Pigel. We did Zrika Shleibim Kaimai, so the carbon should be Chayavish in Pigel. Gemara brings a new Drasha to say there's no Chiv of Pigel. Biskarav there is mistapik, that maybe if I Noiser and Tameh, you're still Chayav, because there's no Drasha specifically about that. We see from all of this that Zrika Shleibim Kaimai is considered a Zrika Biachas to the Basar. It's not Matir the Basar. But considered a zrika biyachas to the basar. It's better than zrika melas yaiti lefir belezer. Lefir belezer zrika melas yaiti does not work for pickle nicer and tummy. And yet zrika shleibim kaimai can work for pickle nicer and tummy. It's muchach. The Biskarov brought this out from another point. Hey, we've mentioned numerous times that Rav Chaim is of the opinion that zrika shleibim kaimai it works to be moiti midei me'ila. Ask the Biskarov, Maishna. From according to Belezer, we see that if it's not a zrika biyachas to the basar, then it's not moiti midei meila. How come zrika shleibim kaimai? Reb Chaim says that it is moiti midei meila. Says the Briskarov that there's a yisaidistik chiluk between zrika shleibim kaimai and zrika on basar that's pasul like yaitzei and tamei. When basar is pasul, so it's bechal not a chiluk of the carbon. It doesn't see the zrika. It's not shaykh to the zrika anymore. When the psul is intrinsic to the basar, like yoytze or tame, then it can't get a zrika b'chlal. Mashenyin zrika shleibim kaimai. There's no psul in the basar. There's no chal. Nothing happened to the basar. Just the zrika is problematic. So the zrika is not actually matir the basar. That's correct. But the basar sees the zrika. The zrika is chal biyachas to the basar. Just not matir it. There are two things that and the Rishkrov was Machadish here, that the Zrika does two things to the Basar. One is that it's matir at Befaya, and besides that, there's Chaloy Zrika Legabi the Basar. An example to this is what we mentioned, that Reb Chaim says in Sefer and Perak Yudal Psula Mugdashim, even a Zrika Psula works for the Emurim to make the Nemololo Yerit. Nishpach Adam, the Imurim are Yeridu l'fir of Yehuda. But a Zrika Psula, that the din of the Zrika itself is a Malalo Yerid, it's also considered a Zrika B'yachas of the Imurim. The Zrika is not Matir the Imurim, it's also to be Malalo the Imurim. So it's not a Zrika that's Matir the Imurim. But it's still a Kiyum Zrika in reference to the Imurim. The Imurim had a Zrika. They see the Zrika. They're not lacking a Zrika. Nishbach Adam, the Imurim are lacking a Zrika. After a Zrika Psula, the Imurim had a Zrika. Just, it wasn't matter them to go actually be mal of them on the Mitzbeach. So similarly, Lagabi the Basar. A Zrika Shleibim Koyme means the Basar isn't lacking a Zrika. It had a Kiyum Zrika in it. That's why Minasvar works for Pigol, and it might also work for Neisar and Tameh, and Reb Chaim holds that Lamaisa, it works for Yemaisi Midei Me'ila. All of those points is because of that there is considered a Kiyum Zrika. Masha'engen, by Yoitze L'Reb Elezer, or Tameh, when the Basar itself has its own problems, it's intrinsically puzzled, then it doesn't have a Zrika Bechlau. And therefore, it still has Me'ila. And also, you're not Chayiv, Shempikal Neisar and Tameh, it's not called Karpu Kol Matirov. So now we've explained to Reb Elezer. What does Rabbi Akiva hold? He holds Zrika Mayalas Liyaitse. Does he hold that by all psulim that Zrika is Mayalas, any psul that you have in the Basar? So Taisa says not. Taisa is the first Taisa here, Div Maskal Basar. Taisa says, about by other psulim, Rabbi Akiva agrees in Zrika Mayalas that we brought the Stam of the Gemara in Psochim, Dafayin Ches. Without the Tzitz being Muratze and the Achilois, the Zrika does not work for Me'ila or for Pigol. So why Yoytze is different? Tay says that Yoytze is kal, is lighter than other psulim. It's not as bad of a psul. And therefore, Zrika can work. Tay does not explain to us in what way it's more kal than other psulim. But you say it's Tay says. In the Shita Mekubetzes, Inoyis Chav Zayin explains, because Yoytze is only because of Chisar and Mechitzais. And nothing really happened to the Basar. It's not like it became Tomei, or Lan, or something had changed in the Basar. It left. It's in the wrong place. It's a chisar mechitzes. In this case, it is a psul kal and zrika mayalas. Makar to what Tate says from the Gemara Menachos. Gemara Menachos in Daf Yud Beis Amud Aleph talks about the psul of shirayim shechotzru being kmitza laktara. The din is by a mincha that you do. You take a koymet out of the mincha and then you makir the koymets. But if some of the shirayim get lost between kamitza and aktara, so the halacha is that you could lechatchila be makter the koinets, but it's not makter the shirayim ba'achila. It's also to eat the shirayim. So the mar there is misnapik, when you're makter the koinets on these shirayim shechosru, does it work to be moiti midei me'ila and to be kaveh of a pickle? Is it called karvu matira? So the mar says, the mar compares it to zrika malas liyotzei. We see that Rebbe Akiva holds Zrika Malas Liyotze. So too, we should say, even though it's not Mutter Ba'achila, so too we should say by Shirayim Shechasru, even though they're Usher Ba'achila, Zrika Mayalas. That would be a good svar to say. The Gemara says, no, there's a chiluk. What's the chiluk? Says Rav Huna. Because Zrika Malas Liyotze is because it's Isei Be'enei. Upsul Machmas Tavar Acherhu. There, by Zrika Malas Liyotze, it's everything is bad, nothing is lacking. Psul machmas davar acher. It's an external psul that makes a problem. Says Rashi Menachos, Avir Yerushalayim poisloy. You're in the wrong location. You're supposed to be in the Azara, instead you're in the Avir Yerushalayim. Took a wrong turn. So that's what passes. But that's davar acher. It's external to the Basar itself. Hashengen Shirayim Shechosru. When it's lacking, they themselves are lacking. So then it's not moitzi, it's not called karvu matirav. That's as far as the Gemara. Akuponim, we see from the sugya that the reason that zrika malas liyotze is mayalas liyotze, it can still work on the yotze, is because yotze is a psul kal, psul machmas dover acher. Rashi says, avir Yerushalayim poisle. Let's take the sheet that says by us, that all it is a chisar and mechitzes. However, we find another mahalach in the din of Rebbe Akiva. Why is zrika malas liyotze? In the Tesefta, in Me'ila, and in Korbonos, and in Menachos, three places in the Tesefta. It's more that the reason of Rebbe Akiva is because Tzitz Meratze al HaYotze. Just like we know Tzitz Meratze al HaTomei, Rebbe Akiva holds Tzitz Meratze al HaYotze. Betim it's a Dor Tamua, the Mishnah and Zvachim that Pebeis and Menachas Daf Chafei says Ein Tzitz Meratz Ala Yoytzei. How does the Tosefta say Tzitz Meratz Ala Yoytzei according to Rabbi Akiva? You say Rabbi Akiva argues on these Mishnayos. How did that's big doichak? So the Mikdash David in Simin Yud Zayin of Katan Hay says that the Mishnayos you're talking about when the Dam was Yoytzei or the Koymetz was Yoytzei, when the Matir is Yoytzei, then Ein Tzitz Meratz Ala Yoytzei. But if the buzzer is Yoytzei, then Rabbi Akiva holds that Tzitz Meratz Ala Yoytzei. And the Makar to this is because in Tosefta there it says also that everyone agrees Ein Tzitz Meratz Ala Yoytzei. So how does the Tosefta also say that Rabbi Akiva holds that the reason Rabbi Akiva is because of the Tzitz? There must be a chilek between the Yoytzei of the Dam and the Yoytzei of the buzzer. Ein Tzitz Meratz Al Dam Sheyotzei, but Tzitz Meratz Ala Buzzer Sheyotzei. So we have a yishuv for the Tosefta. But there are common makiris that the Bavli does not hold this way. This is not the sheet of the Bavli. Gemara Menachas that we brought, Gemara doesn't mention anything about the tzitz. Gemara says because it's so machmas tovar acher. Also, we see in the Gemara by us, Piechanan says that Yotza Kulei Rabbi Akiva agrees that Ein Zrika Melas Liyotze. If the time of Rabbi Akiva is because tzitz meratze, tzitz meratze even by Yotza, even by Nitma Kulei, by Tumah, the Chayasei David in Tosefta by us in Meila Perakaf Alocha Beis asks this question. Also, Tosefta in Pesachim Dav Lamed Aleph Mebeis says Mefurish that Rabbi Akiva does not hold the Tzitz Meratz. The reason Rabbi Akiva is not because of Tzitz Meratz. It definitely seems to be the opinion of the Bavli. So, in the opinion of the Bavli, it more seems like we said from the Gemara in Menachis. The reason is that it's a Psul Machmas Dav Aracher. It's a Psul Kal, like Tosefta says by us. But now let's ask a more lumdish question, Rabbi Akiva. In this case, Zrika Melos Liyotze, is it a Zrika Amateres? The Basar has Yisurim, it's Asher Yibasar with Nei Zrika. An all Basar, not Basar Sheyotza. Every Basar, it's Gemara in Makas, Daf Yudayin, and Psachim Daf Ayin Zayin, it's Asher Yibasar with Nei Zrika. When the Basar was Yotza, and then you did Zrika, so Avada, the Basar has Nei Disra of Yotze. Nothing to talk about, for sure. But does the Basar also have in it the Isser of Basar Lefnei Zrika, or not? According to Rabbi Lezer, Avadet has Isser of Basar Lefnei Zrika. The Zrika does not work bichlal on this Basar, like we said. The Basar doesn't see the Zrika. So the Basar has in it the Isser of Basar Lefnei Zrika. It didn't have a Zrika bichlal, according to Rabbi Lezer. What does Rabbi Akiva hold? Does Rabbi Akiva hold that the Zrika works to say that it has that it no longer has that Isser? It's a Zrika Materes. Just like every Zrika is a Zrika Materes, just it has a new separate Isser of Yotze. Is that what the Zrika does? If that's what the Zrika would do, then it's Givaldik, the Sugya. It's Mamish Zrika Materes. It works for all Dinim of Zrika. This Basar got to the same point that every Basar that's Mutter got to through the Zrika. The Zrika was Matered entirely from all these Surim that it had before Zrika. Just this Basar has an independent soul of Yotze. But it's considered Zrika Materes Lagamri. So for sure it works for Me'ila and for Pickle Noiser and Tommy. That would be very, very glatt in understanding Rabbi Akiva. It's not like this with the Rambam in Perish Mishnayis. The Rambam says that Rabbi Akiva holds that Zrika and Yoytze is Matir Lachilas Kohanim. So the simple way to read the Rambam is that it's actually Matir Lachilas Kohanim that they can go eat it. But that's impossible. Hari has the Isra of Yoytze. But the Rambam L'chora means that it's Matir L'Achilas Kehanim Klapei what all Zerika does. Klapei the Isra that the Basar had before Zerika, it's Matir L'Achilas Kehanim. It happens to have a new Isra of Yotze. Just like, for an example, it's Pasha that if the Basar would become Basar B'Cholov before Zerika, then Avada the Zerika is Matir from all Yisurei Kodesh. Just you can't eat it because it's Basar B'Cholov. But it's just of all Yisurei Kodesh, and Avada works for Me'ila and Pigal Meser and Tomei. That's what Rabbi Akiva holds, according to the Rambam, by Zrika Moelas Liyotze. That is the simple way to learn the sugya. But Rabbi Chaim took on his Devar Pasha not this way. Rabbi Chaim took on that Avada Zrika by Yotze, according to Rabbi Akiva, is not Matir the Isra Kodesh. It's not a Zrika Materis. Rabbi Chaim didn't bring a riot to this, but the Brisker Rav and Rabbi Isher Zalman, they say, and the Grama Levi, Ramesha, the Brisker Rav's older brother, They all said that this is the pshat in the Gemara at the end of the Perek. The Gemara says that the last line of the Perek, that Zrika is not Meratze for Achila. It's a Chiddush Rabbi Chanina, that Zrika is not Meratze for Achila. The Gemara Kepute means that you can't eat it because of Isra Yotze. So what's the Chiddush? It's Pasha that has Isra Yotze. Who in the world would think that it does not have an Isra Yotze? Elamite, say the Gram and the Grizz and the Rishu Zalman, that the Gemara is coming to say that it's not a Zrika Materis Bechlal. It's not Meratze L'Achila. I mean, it's not a Zrika Materis like Abi the Achila. It's still like Basar before Zrika. So before Shu Gemara, Lefi Devreim, like this is said of Reb Chaim. Also in Rashi Menachos Daf Yabez, it's also Meduyik Hetev, like this is said of Reb Chaim. Zrika Malas L'Yetzi L'Fi Rebbe Akiva is not a Zrika Materis. Says Rashi the following, when he explains the Shita of Rabbi Akiva. Zrika Malas L'Yetzi Chutz L'Klayim, L'Mei Heve Kidover Sheish L'Hetro L'Kayhanim. It's like something which has hetero lekayhanim, ulamivka midei osham meilos, and there's no carbon meila. This recalls a hatiyasa midei meila. Ava pisha ena materes beachila, even though it's a rika which is not mater beachila. Ava pika imaz lohati midei meila. So Rashi says there's no carbon meilos, and it's a rika which is not mater beachila, but it's still maisi midei meila. Very much Meduik and Rashi, that it's not a Zrika Materis. But it works for Me'ila. It works for Me'ila to Me'day Me'ila. Like Reb Chaim says. So, first we have to understand why that is. What's this chiluk here? Why, if Me'kiva holds Zrika Me'ilas L'yaitse, so why it's not a Zrika Materis? That's one thing which needs explanation. And the second thing that needs explanation is that for whatever reason, that it's not a Zrika Materis. So why does it work for Me'ila and Pigol Noiser and Tomei? Right, you need Karvu Matirov. If it's not called Zrika Materis, how does it work for these Dina? So I found two Malachim in how to explain this in Yin of Rabbi Akiva. One is in Rabbi Malin, Simin Samach Dalit. Rabbi says the following, that be aside at the beginning of the Shtigl, Rabbi says that Avada, the Zrika Melas L'Yetzel Rabbi Akiva did everything the Zrika is supposed to do. Anything the Basar needed from the Dam, it got. Rabbi Akiva, it's a Psul Kal, Yetzel. So the Basar has the Zrika. For it to be considered a Zrika Materes, you have to go to another Shlav. Something has to happen to the Basar. The Basar has to become actually edible. The Basar got what it needed from the Dam. But the Basar did not become Roi L'Achila B'dinei Kotchim. So in order to be considered a Zrika Materes, it has to be the Basar as Mitadini Kachim is Mutter. Here Lamaisa, the carbon is puzzle. Yeti is a psul in the Basar. So the Basar did not become Rai L'Achila. So therefore it's not called the Zrika Materes. That's Malach of Rebleib. But the Briskarov in the Sefels of Menachis, in Daf Yud Beis, seems to understand it differently. That the Zrika itself is a half a Zrika. The Zrika does not work for the Basar to be Matirit, but the Zrika can work for the Basar for Me'ila and Pickle Nitzer and Tommy. I understand that what he's coming to say is that, like we spoke about earlier by Zrika Shlevim Koimai, that Zrika Shlevim Koimai, the Basar is still a chelik of the carbon. The Basar sees the Zrika. It's not a Zrika Materis. So Aderech Zeh by Yoytel or Bakiva. I can't believe the Basar itself is puzzle. Then it's not considered a Zrika Materis. Can't be matter something which is usr, which is puzzle and dinei kachim. But the point that Rabbi Akiva argues on Rabbi Lezer is Rabbi Akiva is still a chelik of the carbon. The Basar still has the Zrika. There's a kiyum Zrika biyachas to the Basar. So the Mela, that could work for Pigol Noiser and Tomei. It's called Karvu Matirav. And could also work for Me'ila. Like Reb Chaim said about Zrika Shleibim Kaimai. Zrika Shleibim Kaimai works, says Reb Chaim, that even though it's not a Zrika Materis, but it's a Zrika Biyachas to the Basar. And we don't need a Zrika Materis from Me'ila. That was the Chiddush of Reb Chaim. So according to Reb Chaim by Yoytzei, and what we're saying is Kinyan Shitas Rashi also by Yoytzei, that it's not a Zrika Materes. We found another example. Yoytzei. Yoytzei is a Zrika which the Zrika is not a Zrika Materes. It doesn't work to be Mater for the Basar. It's a half, copy that, it doesn't have a Teres Zrika to Mater the Basar. But the Basar is still Shech to the carbon. The Basar still sees the Zrika. There's a Chaloy Zrika Biachas to the Basar. And that works to be Moitzi Midei Mi'ila. So according to the Mahalach of the Rav here in this Inyan of Zrika Malasli of Zrika and Yoytzei, that it's not a Zrika Materes, it's a right to Reb Chaim. And even though it's not a Zrika Biachas to the to be matir it, as long as the Zrika is Chal on the Basar, that works in Moitzi Midei Mi'ila. And it's be right that also Zrika Shleim Kaimi works. According to the Mahalach of Reb Leib, there's no riot. Here, by Zrika Shleim Mekoyme, it's not a Zrika to be matched with the Basar. The Basar, nothing is wrong with the Basar. Why is the Basar there, Asar? Because it does have a Torah as a Zrika, Lagabe Heter Basar. That's by Zrika Shleim Mekoyme. But here, there is a Torah Zrika that's matched with the Basar. The Basar got everything that it wanted from the Zrika. Just to be called the Zrika Materes, it has to be that the Basar becomes Mutter Lachila Befoyal. That we don't have. Akopan and those are the two ways you can understand this opinion, which is Kinir Shitas Rashi Menachis, Bezrika Melas Liyotel or Bakiva, that it's not a Zrika Materes, and it still works for Pigol and Noiser and Tame and for Me'ila. That's right, the Gemara. The Gemara says, why do we need the Resha and the Seif of the Mishnah? It's the same Nidai. First, there's a Trichasa, that we would think that Zrika Melas Liyotel only by Emuri Kachim Kalim, for Me'ila. But not for Basar Kachim Kachim. So we think that Basar Kachim Kachim, if Rebbe Akiva agrees to Rebbe Lezer. Or the opposite, that we think that by Emuri Kachim Kalim, Rebbe Lezer agrees to Rebbe Akiva. So before the Gemara, that it's more simple to be Mevi Me'ila, to Emuri Kachim Kalim, than it is to be Moiti Me'ila from Basar Kachim Kachim. So we would think that Zrika Melas Yaitzi works only by the Emurim and not by the Basar. Mavur in the Gemara by us. Taisus asks that earlier by Zrikas Pigol it's Mavur the opposite. That La Halacha we hold that Zrikas Pigol works to be Moiti Basar Kachi Kachi Midei Me'ila and does not work to be Midei Muri Kachim Kalim Midei Me'ila. So we see that it's easier there to Moiti the Basar than it is to be Midei Dei Muri. And here we see that there's an opposite Svar. As far as Afuchas. So Taisa says that no, each case has its own reason. Taisa Rasul Shalaika Tikna. That thereby Pigol has a unique Koyach of Zrika Lagabi the Achilas HaBasar. We spoke about this on Daf Dalet. So it's considered a Zrika Lagabi the Basar, but now Lagabi the Emurim. What they need for their, from the Zrika is to become Mutter for their din. When the Zrika itself is the Zrika Psula, and it doesn't have anything that works for them, that's unique to the Emurim, to convey them for their din, so it does not work to give them Me'ila. Mashengim by us, Shazrika Nazis Behechsher. Here the Zrika itself is a Zrika Kshiro. El Nizrak al Dabar Sheino Roy. Shiyotzer HaBasar. But the Basar, the problem is the thing that's receiving the Zrika. The Basar of the Emurim. Helkach. When we're looking for the Basar needs to become Roy La'achila, so it doesn't work. Because Lamai said the Basar did not become Roy, it's still problematic Basar. The Basar itself is Yetzi, it's not a Zrika Materis for the Basar. Avalahavi Lidei Me'ila. Stays like this. By us, the Zrika is a Zrika Ksheira, but the thing that's getting the Zrika is problematic. So the Basar needs from the Zrika is it has to become Roy La'achila. It doesn't have that here, because not Roy La'achila, it's Yoytzei. By Pigol, it's fakirat. It's considered a zrika that makes it roi lachila bepigol. It's merata lachila bepigol, like we spoke about. But here the basar is yaitse, so it's not considered roi lachila. But the Emurim are good. The Emurim here are better. Here the Emurim, they have a kosher Zrika. And they also can have a Kiyamak Torah. It's true that it's also L'chatzkel to be makter them. But they can have a Kiyamak Torah. The Zrika's pigol is a Zrika psula. The Zrika itself is puzzle. So that also makes problems in the Emurim. Because the Emurim want a kosher Zrika, they're getting a puzzle Zrika. Hashengin by Yoytze, the Emurim want a kosher Zrika, they got a kosher Zrika. Elamai, they need to have some Kiyum Din, they have a Kiyum Din. They have a Kiyum Amala Lo Yerid. So Akitzer, the point here is that we're looking, what does it get from the Zrika? The Zrika is kosher. But can the Basar, the Emurim, get what they want from the Zrika? The Basar wants to become Mutter. That it doesn't get. The Emurim want to get a Dinak Torah. That they get. Amala Lo Yerid. That's as far as Tosfos by us. So I forgot to mention that Rashi and the Rambam and Pirshim Mishnayos learn the Gemara differently. They learn that the Gemara is saying as far as the Chumrah and Lakula, that the Zrika works to make a Chumrah by Emurim Kachim Kalim, they have Me'ila. But to make a Kula by Basar Kachim Kachim, that it doesn't mean they Me'ila, that it doesn't work. That's how they learn the Tzrichas of the Gemara. It's Mashat as far as in Drabonans, or means that it's a Suffolk. We don't know. So we say the Chumrah, not Lakula. Sasemes is Tomea that he says, Bechal doesn't make sense. Hari Bengach is usher to be Nana from them. That's for sure. The question is only, is there a Chiv Me'ila or not? So that's a quick question, whether you bring the Karpa. So how do we say Kulas and Chumras? Tzorachia. But Taisis Mechalik and Lomdis, there's a Malkam Mechalik between the Basar and the Emurim. Just to mention that there's a Gemara in Zvochim and Aftzadim and Aleph. There the Gemara brings the safe of our Mishnah by Emurim Kachim Kalim. Gemara there had a need in whether there's a psul yoytze by kachim kalim before zrika. Bechlal is a chayich psul yoytze. Gemara brings the safe of our Mishnah that it's more that there is a psul yoytze before zrika. That's only in a zrika melas liyoytze or not. Vice is there is a psul yoytze before zrika. But it's before in the shakvatari of the Gemara is that the only reason that Rabbi Akiva would say zrika melas liyoytze by emurim kachim kalim is if there is no psul yoytze. At come there be a psul yaitse, avada the zrika will not work. If your Bekiva says the zrika works on it, it's because there's no psul yaitse. Why wants to learn that guvu the machlekesh, Bekiva and Belezer in our Mishnah, is there a psul yaitse before zrika or not, by kachim kalim? It's before in the sugya there. So the shita there in Zvachim, Sadiyam and Aleph, Ois Aleph, asks the shita Pele, that we see in the resh of our Mishnah, that even by Basar Kachi Kachim, where there definitely is a psul yaitse, still, Rabbi Akiva holds a Zrika Me'elas L'Yaitzei. So why can we not learn the Pshat and Rabbi Akiva in the Seifa is that even though there is a Psul Yaitzei by Emurim Kachim Kalim, but Zrika Me'elas L'Yaitzei. Mamish just like the Risha. So it's Zechon Muchach in the Gemara there in Zvachim is that even though Zrika Me'elas L'Yaitzei, it only works in Moitzi Basar Kachim Kachim L'Dei Me'ila. But it would not work to be maybe Emurim Kachim Kalim L'Dei Me'ila. It's harder to say Zrika Me'elas L'Yaitzei and Me'ila by Emurim Kachim Kalim than it is on Basar Kachi Kachi. So even though we know the opinion of Rabbi Akiva is that Zrika Me'elas L'Yaitzei by Basar Kachi Kachim, but he would not say that by Emurim Kachim Kalim. Rabbi Akiva in the Sefer must be because there's no Psul Yaitzei in Kachim Kalim. That's Muchach in the Gemara. And it's Mamish, the exact opposite is the Gemara by us. The Gemara by us says that it's easier to say Zrika Me'elas L'Yaitzei by Emurim Kachim Kalim than it is by Basar Kachi Kachim. The Karen Eira by us asks this question, that's a Stiris HaSugyitz. The Gemara by us holds that it's easier by Emurim Kachim Kalim, and the Gemara in Zvachim holds that it's impossible by Emurim Kachim Kalim. And the only possible way to say is that there's no Psul Yaitzei Bechla by Emurim Kachim Kalim. Namish Apele, Stir in the two Sugyitz. The Chazanish in Zvachim, Sin in Vav, Siv Katan Beis, says that the Sugyan Zvachim held that Yoytzei is similar to Pigel. Just like we find by Pigel, that Zrika's Pigel works to be Moitzi Basar Kachi Kachim, but not to be maybe Emurim Kachim Kalim L'Dei Me'ila. So too the Gemara held that Yoytzei is the same thing. It works only by Basar Kachi Kachim and not by Emurim Kachim Kalim. It's in Echanami, it's the opposite of our Sugya. Our Sugya held the opposite. Teis came to explain what the difference is between Pigel and Yoytzei. But we have a sugya in Zvachin that holds that they're exactly the same. And the only time that Zrika would work by Yoytzei is only by Basar Kachi Kachim and not by Emurim Kachim Kalim. The Gemara brings a member of Rabbi Yechanan, and Rabbi Yechanan says, "Kimer Bekiva, you can tell us the Yaitish Yotam Iksase. Aval Yotza Kulai Loyam Rabbi Akiva. All of the Basar is Yotza, then Rabbi Akiva agrees that Ein Nizrika Melas Li Yaitse." So Rashi and Tais explain that by Yotam Iksase, Zrika Melas Li Yaitse, is Migu, that the Zrika works for the Basar which was not Nifsal Bi Yaitse. It also can work for the Basar which was Nifsal Bi Yaitse. Mashal, this is a svara. In Rashi, we mashal a little bit that it's a svara, but Tais is different maschal l'chi, and also in the Rambam, Perish Mishnayis, where that this Rabbi Yechanan understood this from Rabbi Akiva's raya from Shtei Chatois, that since the dam works for itself, it also works for the other one. So to by Yaitzi, it works in the same mahalach. Since it works for itself, it also works for the other one. Yemashia, Rabbi Yechanan came from a zik in the Mishnah, or he came from a svara. So Rabbi Yechanan holds that you have to come out to a migu in order to explain why Zrika Melas L'Yaitzei. So the Keren Eira has a kushya tuma. We mentioned earlier the Gemara in Menachas Daf Yud Beis explains the reason of Rabbi Akiva is because Yipsul L'Yaitzei Yipsul Machmas Dover Acher. That's why Zrika Melas, as we said, Teis calls it a Zrika Psul Kal. That's why Zrika Melas. It's not so problematic. That's the reason of Rabbi Akiva. So why do we care that some of the basar is not yotza? Why is that related? The tzvar of Rabbi Akiva is that it's nishka ferlach, the psul of yotze, and Zrika could work on it. So even if all the basar would be yotza, we would say also that Zrika ma'alas liyotze. So there seem to be two ikar mahalchen in understanding the klal of Rabbi Yechanan here. Just be machalik tesis in the Rambam. Henry's in the klal of Rabbi Yechanan, and this is numerous nafkaminas, with the pshat and the sugi here, mineyubay, what does Rabbi Yechanan mean? And other, for other dinim. The Taisus is not by us, it's Taisus in Menachas and Nafshid Beis. Taisus there asks that the opinion of Rabbi Yeshua is, im ein basar, ein dam. If you lose all of the basar before the zrika, you cannot be zerik the dam, even though you have the dam. But if there's no basar left, then it's not Shaykh Zrika. However, if the basar has it in a psul yotzei, the basar is around, just it has it in a psul yotzei, then Rabbi Yeshua holds that the Zrika is a kosher Zrika. Carbon is kosher. Asks Taisus, Menachas Daf Yud Beis, why is the carbon kosher? Hare Rabbi Yechanan says by us that by Yotze Kulai, Rabbi Akiva agrees that in Zrika Ma'alas L'Yotzei. So if ein zrika ma'alas liyotze, so there's no kiyum zrika in the basar. So it's like ein basar. It's like ein basar. And therefore it should not work to give the ba'alim kapar either. Because in ein basar, ein da. That's a question of Teis and Menachas. Teis gives two answers to this question. The first answer Teis says is that that Rabbi Yeshua also holds Rabbi Akiva zrika ma'alas liyotze. But he holds of Rabbi Akiva even more than Rabbi Akiva does. Rabbi Akiva holds Rika Melas L'Yotze only by Yotze Miksase. But by Yotze Kulai, ain't Rika Melas L'Yotze. But Rabbi Yeshua holds that even by Yotze Kulai, there's still Rika Melas L'Yotze. That's the first heritage of Thesis. Second heritage of Thesis is that B'di'eved, to say for the din of Ein Basar Ein Dam, it's even by Yotze Kulai is called Yesh Basar. Even though you're not allowed to be Zerik, and it's not going to be match or anything, for the din of Yesh Basar, we can still consider it a Yesh Basar. But it's clear from the whole Taisus that Taisus understands that by Yotze Kulai, it's not a Zrika copy of the Basar Bechlal. The Basar did not get a Zrika. As Taisus held in his question, that it's called Ein Basar. Basar is simply lacking a Zrika entirely. Taisus' answer is that in Echanami, Lefir Bekiva, in Echanami, it's called Ein Basar. Yeshua holds that Zrika Ma'alas L'Yotze even by Yotze Kulai. The second heritage of Taisus was Mechadish L'Gabi Yesh Basar, we can consider it a Yesh Basar. But L'Gabi Zrika Ma'ateres, it's not a Zrika Ma'ateres B'chlal by Yotze Kulai. That's clear in the Taisus. So it's the one before in Taisus that the din of Rabbi Yechanan that by Yotze Kulai Rabbi Akiva agrees is not only said L'Gabi Mi'ila. Said the Gabi all nafkaminas of the Zrikas. Before, in the words of Taisus, also the Gabi lakvui bepigel. and who are the nicer of a tame, it's not considered a shrika bechlal. Even though shrika malat liyotzei, but when by yotze kuloi, it's not considered a shrika that's bchalam the basr. So it doesn't work for any dinim of the basr. That's clear the opinion of Tesis. The Sfasemis of Moshe Bayas clears, when we say that yotze kuloi, the kiva agrees, what if it's yotze kol ha-basar, but the emurim are inside? Or what if it's yotze kol emurim, but the basar is inside? Does it work for the basar to be mighty, when it's yotze kol ha-basar, but the emurim are still here? Is it going to be Zvika going to work for the basar to be mighty midei me'ila? Or not? Does yotze kulay mean the whole basar and the whole emurim, or all the basar and all the emurim together? That's the hakir of the Sfasemis. So from Taisus, it's rather clear, Taisus Menachis, that means yotze everything. Taisus held that it's called ein basar. That's right, it's not a zrika b'chlal. If there's something left inside, then it's for sure called yesh basar. So imagine Taisus understood the word of Rabbi Yechanan is saying, is that the whole way to make the zrika klabe the basar, is that it has to work on some basar, it has to work on something. Some nitter of the carbon has to get a heter, idea the zrika. If no basar and no imurim are getting a heter, then it's not a zrika bichlal biyachas the nitarim of the karba. Nothing is, the zrika wasn't matter anything. As long as there's something inside, so it's called a zrika lagabi the nitarim. Mele could work even on things that are puzzle. Even on things that has a puzzle yaitse, it could still work on that. But by yotza kumay, then it's bichlal not considered a zrika klabi the nitarim of the karba. So it seems the text understood that it means yotza kola basar vikola imurim. And also, it's clear from Taisus that it means that it's not a zrika bechlal. It doesn't work also for all other dinim, also for pigal meiser and tamei. Akadekach, Taisus that it's called ein basar. That is the opinion of Taisus in Menachas. However, the Rambam seems to have a very different opinion in this. The Rambam in the din of Paragimel of Meila brings down the din of Yatzakula legabi Meila, but Yatzakola basar, so there's still Meila in the basar. Very good. However, Lagabi Murukachim Kalim, the Ram in the Bein of Perak Beis of Me'ila, says that if it's the Murim are Yatsu and you do Zrika, so there's Me'ila and Neimurim, like Rebbe Kiva, that Zrika Malas Li Yaitzei. And the Ram is not Mechalik between Yatsu Mekula and Yatsu Mekzatzei. Tez Yantav Bayas is already Oimin on this point in the Rambam. And it seems the Ram learned that Rebbe Yechanim was only applied to Basar Kachim Kachim, and not the Murukachim Kalim. And in a similar vein, the Rambam, in Perak Aleph of Hilchot Tzulah Mugdashim, Halacha Lamed Gimel, brings down the din of Rabbi Akiva, that Zrika Malas Liyotzei, the Gabi Pigol Neitzer and Tamei. And the Rambam is not Mechalek between Yotze Kulay and Yotze Miksosei. It seems from the Simas HaRambam, that even by Yotze Kulay, still, Rabbi Akiva holds that Zrika Malas Ligabi Pigol Neitzer and Tamei. The Karanoyer is already omitted on this point. That it would seem from the Rambam, from all these Rambams, is the Rambam learned that the Vard of Rabbi Yochanan was said specifically, Klabe being mighty basar kachi kachi mide me'ila. It was not as a klal when Zrika's melas liyaitse. Zrika melas liyaitse always, even by Yotza Kulay. Like we said beforehand, that's Svar Pshuta. Zrika melas liyaitse is a psul kal. It's Dover Acher Goram Law, like the Gemara in Menachas says. So, Mayishna Yotza Mitzasai, Mayishna Yotza Kulay. The Zrika can always work. What Pshat? What did Rabbi Yechanan say about Yotza Kulay not? Rabbi Yechanan said a very specific vart, specific only to being mighty Batsar Kachi Kachim, Midei Mi'ila. After that, we need Yotza Mitzasai. If it's Yotza Kulay, even though the Zrika works on this basar, Nagabe Pigol Neiser in Tamei, it will not be mighty from Me'ila. That's what's clear of the sheet of the Rambam. So there's a tremendous revach in this, that we've minimized very much the Chiddush of Rabbi Yechanan. Rabbi Yechanan only said of Nagabe being mighty basar kachi kachi midei Me'ila. That's a tremendous revach in the Rambam. But Derech Agav, it's mavur in the Rambam also, like the Karanayr and the Kutei Halacha say, that Yotza Kulay doesn't mean Yotza Kol HaBasar V'Kol HaYimurim. It just means Yotza Kol HaBasar. Hey, the Rambam learned that the Sugya is specifically talking about the Basar being Yotza Midei Me'ila. It's only said lagabe that. So the Imurim are not part of the picture of Bechlal. The Imurim could be in, the Imurim could be out. In order to be Moiti, Basar, Kachi, Kachi, Midem, Ila, we need that only some of them are Yotze. If all of the Basar is Yotze, then it will not be Yotze, Midem, Ila. And the explanation is that in order to be a Zrika Materas, in order to be a Zrika which works to be Moiti, Midem, Ila, it has to already be Chal on something. A Zrika for Yotze could work for everything. But to be a Zrika that works to be Moiti, Midem, Ila, and that you need a Zrika which is Mater Befaya. If this whole zrika is only going to be chal and basar, which is yatsa, since you're lechatchila creating a zrika for something which is not being moiti midei meila, the zrika is not set bechal on something which is only moiti midei meila. But once the zrika works b'faya on something which is moiti midei meila because it wasn't yatsa, so maybe it's also able to work on the basar which is yatsa, even though be said that zrika should not be moiti midei meila. Because it's not coming to be matcha the basar. But once it works on basar, which is yeh yeh to be dey mi'ila, which was not yotzah, and that basar definitely works to be moit to be dey mi'ila, so it also can work on the basar which was yotzah. So mi'ila doesn't work on the emurim. And the emurim, that's not as rika, which is moit to be dey mi'ila. That'd be the mashmoyis of the sheet of the Rambam over here. If he's that's all pashut, that the Rambam is a big makar, that you need, that the zrika that's moit to be dey mi'ila, is a zrika, which is actually matir b'foya, which is matir b'achila. If it's enough, like Rab Chaim said, that it's kind of zrika in the carbon. So the Rambam holds that by yotza kol heimurim the zrika is chal on them. Kabi pikol noisar and tomei. And also the yotzer kol abasar kol heimurim. It also provided to zrika which is chal on the carbon. It works for pikol noisar and tomei, and works to bring the imurim lidei meila the imurim kachim kalim. So that is zrika which is chal on the carbon. And yet the Rambam holds that that's not good enough for Me'ila. For Me'ila, we need a Zrika, which is Matra Befoyal. Matra, some of the Basar Befoyal, and Miku that it works on that Basar. It's also able to work on the rest of the Basar. It's Lachar Mochach Lehedin in the Rambam that for Zrika, which is Moiti Midei Me'ila, we need a Zrika, which is Matir La'achilas Koyanim, like the Stimus of the Mishnah, the Din of the Meseches. I come for today.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in Shas, including Myra McClamis on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.